This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection. Welcome to episode 163 of A Sonic Youth. This week is all about Bob Mould, who I'm seeing on Saturday at the Power Station in Auckland. So join me as I look through the highlights of Mould's post-Husker Du career, with tracks from both Bob Mould and his band Sugar. Opening this week's show was Bob Mould, with a track named Hey Mr. Grey, from his 2014 solo album Beauty and Ruin. That was the song which introduced me to Bob Mould, and subsequently Husker Du. My dad loaded the tiny desk concert version of the track onto the iPod Nano that I think I got for my 8th birthday. As a Mr. Grey myself, it's even spelt the right way, I was instantly attracted to this song, and it remains my favourite Bob Mould song to this day. It's so powerful and energetic, in the studio version and in the One Man Army version on that tiny desk concert. I find it to be a real earworm. Before we look into the Bob Mould story, here's another favourite track, one which shows his range extends much further than short, sharp punk rock songs. Wishing Well is from 1989's legendary Workbook, Mould's first solo record after the breakup of Husker Du, and his best. Husker Du & Co. always had a really great acoustic electric guitar partnership, and this is one of the greatest examples of that guitar songwriting. Here's Wishing Well.
Screw!
Oliver Gray. This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Bob Mould with Wishing Well. Bob Arthur Mould was born in 1960 and mostly grew up in the Twin Cities area of Minneapolis and St. Paul in Minnesota. He attended college in St. Paul, and it was there, in the late 70s, that he met Grant Hart and Greg Norton at a Ramones gig. The trio would go on to form the legendary, highly influential and genre-defining post-hardcore band Husker Du. Husker Du provided that vital link between hardcore and punk and the alt-rock that would emerge in the 90s. It really was punk grown up. Some of the biggest 90s and 2000s rock bands cite Husker Du as core influences, including Nirvana, Green Day, and Pixies in the famous newspaper ad which recruited Kim Deal. Husker Du's first full-length release was a live album, 1982's Land Speed record. And speed is the right word. It's chaotic hardcore, with 17 tracks leading to a total runtime of only 26 and a half minutes. Their debut studio release came a year later, but it was their 1984 follow-up, Zen Arcade, that remains the most iconic and their best album. It's a diverse concept album, with electric guitar sprawl, industrial disorder, hypnotic chanting, and an acoustic guitar track. It's where you'll find essential Husker Du tracks such as Pink Turns to Blue and Something I Learned Today. Within a year and a half of that release, Husker Du released two more records, New Day Rising and Flip Your Wig. The latter is where you'll find my favourite Husker Du track, Makes No Sense at All. Their next album, Candy Apple Grey, was released on a major label, Warner Bros. They managed one more record, before they broke up after the tensions between co-songwriters Bob Mould and Grant Hart boiled over. Creative tensions were a significant factor, but also Hart's substance abuse problems and the recent suicide of their manager, a role which Mould would then assume. Husker Du's final concert was in 1987, and within the next 5 years, both Mould and Hart had released under their own name. They also formed the bands Sugar and Nova Mob, respectively. Here's Sugar's greatest song, from their 1992 debut, Copper Blue. An anti-suicide song, written about one of America's most iconic landmarks, back when you could stand on or near the edge of it. It's the power pop masterpiece, Hoover Dam. We'll be right back. You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Bob Mould's Sugar with Hoover Dam. That Sugar album is really viewed by Mould as his third solo album, following Workbook and Black Sheets of Rain. The title track from that second album was really cool, and was a late cut from this show's tracklist, only really because of its 7-minute length. In Sugar, Mould was joined by Malcolm Travis and David Barb, the same David Barb, as I realised not long ago, is the much-loved producer of almost all Drive By Truckers albums, among many other artists. Sugar followed up with the EP Beaster in 93. That record's opening track Come Around was another late cut. Sugar released one more record before Mould disbanded the group in 1996. To me, Sugar are really almost as good as Husker Du, and they had much of the same sound. Throughout the two groups, there's the consistent top-heavy high treble sound, making the wall of guitar noids sound even more extreme. It's always made Husker Du and Co's music something I have to listen to selectively. I certainly would steer away from that sound if I had a headache, but when I seek proper indie rock guitar noise, few do it better. Here's an example of what I mean, from that same Copper Blue album, and said by Mould to be an unconscious tribute to Pixies' Debaser. This is Good Idea. This is A Sonic Youth, and this week we're looking at Bob Mould shortly before his upcoming Auckland gig, and that was his band Sugar with Good Idea. Following the breakup of Sugar, Mould continued to release a steady stream of solo albums. Highlights are 2012 and 2014 Silver Age and Beauty and Ruin, his 10th and 11th records under his own name. The latter, which is where you'll find the show's opening track Hey Mr. Grey, is Mould's highest charting solo record. But it's Silver Age that I prefer from these two return to form albums. I love the rich guitar sound that's all over the album and think the songwriting is Mould back at its best. Here's a taste. This is Star Machine. That was Bob Mould with Star Machine on A Sonic Youth. And that was a look back at some of the greatest post-Kooskadoo Bob Mould tracks before three solo electric shows this week. Shows which promise plenty of Kooskadoo and Sugar tracks, along with Mould solo releases. So let's finish off with one more Bob Mould song from Silver Age. This is the title track, Silver Age.
Here we saw
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.